As the nation celebrates the 4th of July, the country's politics seem to be more polarized than ever. Comes amidst the coronavirus pandemic, a major demographic change that promises to transform the political landscape. Adam Hoffman is a political science professor at Salisbury University. In a first segment, we talked with him about the current state of the Republican Party and the movement that President Trump has created in the wake of his election.
Trumpism and the election of Trump is sort of the manifestation or the culmination of the last 10 or 20 years of the Republican Party moving steadily in a rightward direction. So, I mean, those Republicans who are still Republicans, still consider themselves conservatives, but don't support Donald Trump, yes, I mean, they're leaving the party. Not sure where they're going, but, you know, you certainly have moderate conservatives and more secular conservatives who have left the Republican Party. So what you have left after Trump, whether he wins or loses, really, frankly, you know, you have remaining in the party those people that support him more. You have the Tea Party base. You have evangelical Christians. You have conservative Catholics. The short couple of years that he's been in office, you have those groups making up a much larger percentage of the Republican Party.
Well, have these moderate Republicans or traditional Republicans, perhaps, have they essentially lost their party, or do you think there's a way for them to get their party back, I mean, after Trump? I mean, there seems to be this idea, as I watched, a lot of the Republicans who have, quote, left the party, end quote, seem to think that once this is over and Trump is gone, the party would be more like it what used to be.
Yeah, I think that will be extremely challenging and kind of unlikely. I mean, look, I mean, they're kind of hoping in some ways that, you know, if Trump loses, they could kind of turn around and say, well, we never really supported him in the first place. And that will be sort of a hard bridge to sell to the American public, I think. I mean, certainly there is, on the other hand, there is the possibility that, you know, once Trump is out of office, they could start sort of rebuilding the party in a more sort of moderate image to make those appeals to sort of widen their tent. But again, this is something that Trump and those groups that I just mentioned that are so dominant in the Republican Party now have been unwilling to do. You know, and because of their unwillingness to sort of bend to a changing demographic in the American electorate, you know, they may well be relegated to this minority party status for a really, really long time. I was reading something about California in the 2000s, how the GOP became, you know, much more uncompetitive in Southern California. And conservatives, they rejected those calls to sort of broaden their message and instead double down on issues like immigration and guns, abortion. This is sounding familiar because this is, of course, what Trump is doing at the national level. You know, and more voters came to the party for other reasons, like cutting taxes. All those voters, the more traditional conservatives, began to sort of drift away. Thus, in California, as might happen at the national level, again, you're left with a party with this hard floor, with this hard ceiling that can't attract majority coalitions going forward.
In our next segment on Monday, we talk with Hoffman about the changes within the Democratic Party. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.